We pray together. God, our Father, we pray that you will speak into our lives, that whatever vocation you've given us, whatever talents we have, we may use them to the full, that you may say to us at the end of our lives, well done, good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When you come to the end of your life, when I come to the end of my life, I'm sure there is no better summation of how you've lived, no better accolade than hearing your Maker, Creator say to you, as we heard in the Gospel reading, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. Come and share your Master's happiness. How did we use the life we were given? What did we make of the talents that we had? Whether we start with much or little is irrelevant. It is how we use what we have that is vital. Through his life, Prince Philip responded with fortitude and resilience, commitment and endeavour, whatever his lot. As we know, while his adult life was one of privilege, the prince's childhood was marked by tragedy and loneliness. As we've been hearing again over these last few days, at the age of 10, already with a disrupted childhood, with his family's exile from Greece, he found himself to be on his own and was taken in by the Mountbatten family. Prince Philip later said, "The family broke up. My mother was ill. My sisters were married. My father was in the south of France. I just had to get on with it." You do. One does. Just get on with it. Prince Philip did then and through his life. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. Come and share your Master's happiness. We know, again, as we've been hearing over these last few days, that Prince Philip took the opportunities that were given to him and employed his talents to the full, becoming head boy at Gordonstoun, and then gave exceptional service with the Royal Navy, including outstanding war service. And the mark of his character was seen truly when he gave up his career in the Navy with all the likelihood that he would rise to the highest ranks in order to be alongside Queen Elizabeth as consort. Prince Philip clearly had a deep sense of duty that may be becoming an old-fashioned concept. Our culture today emphasizes, doesn't it, self-fulfillment, be true to yourself. Authenticity is what truly matters. A culture that is wary of commitment, of obligation. But of course, a sense of duty is closely linked to the Christ-like service that we are all called into. To live good, worthy lives of fulfillment and integrity. Prince Philip and the Queen together have exemplified such dutiful lives. As members of the royal family have said over the last days, Prince Philip was truly the other half of the monarchy in all his public service and support of the Queen, her rock, as the Queen herself has said. Prince Philip further used his talents and opportunities to the full in his work with the Commonwealth and in setting up the extraordinary Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme that's been a force for good amongst millions of young people around the world. He's also been a world leader in highlighting environmental concerns, sometimes in his own idiosyncratic way. But certainly he's brought to the fore issues long before they became mainstream. For example, speaking about melting ice caps due to warming as long ago as the 1950s. It is clear too that Prince Philip was devoted to his family, feeling the traumas over the years as best and trying as best he knew to bring healing and balm. Like the Queen, Prince Philip's life of service was dependent on his Christian faith. As a tribute from a church source said yesterday, many have known the Duke of Edinburgh bear witness to the depth of his faith and his theological knowledge. Well done, good and faithful servant. As is very evident again over these last days, the monarchy is ingrained through the fabric of our society. It is important, vital, that the roles are fulfilled well. The popularity of the monarchy cannot be taken for granted. We may forget that as recently as the late 1990s, less than 50% of the population of Britain supported the monarchy. It is no small part due to Prince Philip's dutiful service alongside the Queen that there is the current appreciation of the monarchy, with all the benefits through our country of our national leaders living well, giving inspiring examples of the power of serving. Like all of us, Prince Philip, of course, was not perfect. Like all of us, he was a person formed by his generation and childhood experiences. We are all in need of redemption. But God is always compassionate and invites us in to share his happiness when we are faithful with a few things, when we use well the life we have been given, when we employ whatever talents we have. Prince Philip did all of this in his life of duty and service. We give thanks for him. We pray that his family will follow in his example. We pray for the Queen and all members of the royal family in their grief. Amen.